CFM per ton and setting blower speed. What CFM per ton means, the normal cooling and heating airflow targets, how to set blower speed on PSC and ACM blowers, and how to verify you actually got the airflow you dialed in. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is, CFM per ton is the airflow rule that keeps a system balanced. A ton of cooling is 12,000 BTU per hour of capacity, and that capacity is only realized if you move the right amount of air across the coil. Too little air and the coil runs too cold, low capacity, freezing, over dehumidification. Too much air and the coil runs too warm, poor dehumidification, less comfort. Setting blower speed to hit the right CFM per ton is one of the most basic and most skipped steps in making a system actually perform. How it works? The coil is sized to absorb a certain amount of heat from a certain amount of air. The standard cooling target is in the neighborhood of 350 to 400 CFM per ton. At that airflow, the coil hits its designed temperature drop, dehumidifies properly, and delivers rated capacity. Move away from that and you trade off toward 350 CFM per ton and below. Colder coil, more moisture removed, better dehumidification, but lower sensible capacity and rising freeze risk. Good for humid climates within reason. Dangerous below about 300, toward 400 plus CFM per ton. Warmer coil, more sensible cooling, but weaker dehumidification. Good for dry climates, bad if humidity control matters. In heating gas furnace, airflow is set differently by temperature rise, not CFM per ton. The furnace data plate gives a rise range, e.g., 35 to 65 degrees, and you set the blower so the supply minus return temperature lands inside that window. Too little airflow overheats the exchanger and trips the limit. Too much airflow and the supply air feels cold and the rise falls below spec. In the field, pick the target. About 400 CFM per ton in dry climates or where sensible load dominates. About 350 CFM per ton where dehumidification matters. So a 3-ton system wants roughly 1050 to 1200 CFM in cooling. PSC blower, change the speed by moving the blower motor lead to a different colored speed tap on the control board per the wiring legend. Higher speed taps equals more CFM. It's coarse, you get the taps the motor offers. ECM / variable speed blower, set airflow by configuring CFM directly, dip switches, jumpers, or control menu that lets you select CFM per ton and adjustments. Much finer control, and the ACM holds that CFM against varying static up to its limit. Verify, don't assume. In cooling, check the evaporator split, should land around 16 to 22 degrees at proper airflow and humidity. A very high split says low airflow. Measure total external static and compare to the blower table to estimate actual CFM. In heating, measure temperature rise and confirm it's inside the furnace's stamped range. The most accurate field method is an airflow measurement flow hood, or a static pressure to CFM lookup, from the blower table. Normal values and targets. Cooling airflow, about 350 to 400 CFM per ton. 400 for dry / high sensible, 350 for humid / high latent. Below about 300 CFM per ton invites freezing. Evaporator split at proper airflow, about 16 to 22 degrees humidity dependent. Heating temperature rise, set within the furnace data plate range, commonly something like 35 to 65 degrees, but go by the plate. Static limit. Remember, the blower only delivers rated CFM up to its rated static about 0.5 inches of water column, typical residential. High static undercuts whatever speed you select. Common faults and what they mean. High evaporator split. Coil freezing. Airflow too low. Speed tap too low. Dirty filter / coil / blower wheel or restrictive ducts. Raise CFM and / or fix restriction. Poor dehumidification. Clammy house. Airflow too high for a humid climate. Drop toward 350 CFM per ton or enable the ACM's dehumidify / lower CFM profile. Furnace limit tripping / short cycling on heat. Airflow too low for the heat output. Rise above the plate range. Increase blower speed or clear the restriction. Cold feeling supply air on heat. Airflow too high. Rise below the plate range. Lower the blower speed. ECM set right but actual CFM low. Static pressure is over the blower's limit. Even an ECM can't make rated CFM through badly undersized ducts. Fix the ducts. Tech tips and gotchas. Dead airflow before you charge. Refrigerant readings are only meaningful at correct airflow. Charging on top of bad airflow gives a wrong charge. Airflow first, every time. Heating is set by rise. Cooling by CFM per ton. Don't mix them up. A furnace blower speed that's perfect for the cooling coil may be wrong for the heat rise, which is why many systems use a different speed tap, for heat vs cool, climate decides 350 vs 400, humid southeast, lean toward 350 for moisture removal, dry southwest, lean toward 400 for sensible. Don't blindly default to one number, verify with a measurement, not the dip switch label. What you selected and what the duct system delivers can differ. Confirm with split, static to CFM, or a flow measurement. The blower wheel and filter sabotage your setting. A caked wheel or restrictive filter eats CFM no matter what speed you pick. Check them when airflow comes up short. Safety/code notes. For gas heat, setting airflow to keep temperature rise inside the data plate range isn't just comfort. Overfiring/under airflow overheats the heat exchanger and can crack it. A CO hazard. Follow the furnace manufacturer's rise range and input rating. De-energize before changing speed taps inside the cabinet. Refrigerant work charge verification after airflow is set per EPA 608 Federal Refrigerant Rules, subpart F.